So now we're joined by the assistant coach of the Ferris State hockey team, Dave Sensor. And Coach Sensor, your analysis on the 6-2 loss to Minnesota State in game one of this two-game series.
Well, obviously, Dom, it's a disappointment, you know, and you don't like to lose, and you don't like to lose like this, that's for sure. But, you know, at the end of the day, you have to realize we're not going to, you know, win all 40 games a year. So it's going to happen. You're bound to hit your speed bumps. And, you know, we knew Minnesota State was a really good team. You had some they had some issues here and there earlier in the year in terms of losing games when they were missing some of their better players to injury. So, you know, we knew they were dangerous coming in, and you know, especially playing here, it's a tough place to play. And you got to give them credit. They were good. They're really good about flying guys, moving guys away from the puck, and they're a very physical team, and, you know, it worked for them tonight. And, you know, when the game was close a couple of times, they were able to knock one in, and we weren't. And at the end of the day, you got to give Minnesota State a lot of credit, but we'll look forward to coming back and hopefully meeting the challenge a little bit better tomorrow night.
I feel like, hands down, this was the most chippiest game I've seen the Bulldogs and play against an opponent, not necessarily on Ferris State, but between two teams this year. Ferris State then unable to convert on the power play on the opposite side. Minnesota State 2-for-5 on the evening. Did you think it was chippy? And then your thoughts on the team's penalty kill?
Yeah, you know, it was chippy, and part of that is just their physical style. They're a physical team. We knew that coming in, that they were going to be physical and tough, but I think early on, you know, they were in a position where they just got back from a two-week trip to Alaska, and, you know, they lost a couple games, and they got yelled at all week, and their battle cry was to be physical and be physical with us. And, you know, I think we were kind of caught off guard with not just the fact that they were physical, but, you know, maybe some of the hits they took and chose to take. And but as the game came on, you know, we kind of, you're getting situations sometimes, we just have to stand up for yourself a little bit and you know, make sure you don't wind up injured. And I think our guys did a pretty good job. And, you know, we did wind up in the box a couple times. And for the most part, our penalty kill was pretty good. And you're looking at one of the top power plays in the country here. You know, definitely the top power play in our league. They came in clipping at 25%. So that's an unbelievable percentage. And so we knew we were going to have our hands full. But I think for the most part, we did okay on the penalty kill. They scored one on their first opportunity of the night, and then one in the third period there when Charles Williams just got in the net. So it was, you know, for the most part, we did pretty well. Obviously, there's some things we need to work on, though, with that.
C.J. Mott, the Ferris State net miner, tied with the most victories in all of college hockey. Goaltenders was 17. The only other goaltender that has 17 victories is the Quinnipiac net miner. And a minute and 35 seconds into the third period, Johnny McKinnis scores to make it 5-2 Minnesota State. And C.J. Mott gets a break relieved from the pipes. He goes to the bench. He replaced him with Charles Williams. I don't necessarily think it was a CJ Mott fault type thing where you guys are trying to get Williams some playing time.
Yeah, exactly. No, it wasn't something where you can blame CJ at all. At the end of the day, you know, at that point, you know, he had given up 5 goals, but 5 that definitely were not his fault. And he had made some great saves, you know, to keep us in it at different times early on. So, you know, it wasn't anything against CJ. It was just one of those situations where, yeah, you definitely, Charles is a great kid. He's a great goaltender and a hard worker, so you want to get him in. But beyond that, too, you know, it gives us an opportunity for CJ to maybe regroup and make sure, you know, he's maybe a little bit more rested and his confidence is good going into tomorrow.
What does Ferris State have to do to get that victory tomorrow, rebound after losing by 4 tonight?
Yeah, you know, it's a weird game, you know, because scoreboard says 6-2, but at the end of the day, you know, when it was close, and it was for most of the night, you know, we had a lot of chances to even it up. And so we just have to, you know, we're going to have to be a little tougher around our net. They scored a couple goals in our net, around our net. We gave up a couple difficult line rushes that we're not really accustomed to giving up, and those were just mistakes where maybe we can do a little bit better keeping our third forward high and not having so many guys suck down low to give them the line rush opportunities. And, you know, it's going to be physical tomorrow night. It's going to be a heck of a battle out there. And, you know, now that we know what we're up against in terms of their style of play, we just have to, you know, hit the reset button and come out and you know, be programmed tomorrow to match their intensity and not just match it, but beat it. And that's what we're going to have to do tomorrow.
From a fan standpoint, and I guess also a coaching standpoint, Ferris State unbeaten in the WCHA in 14 games. That's the conference longest. They make it all the way to the middle of January without losing a competition. And now here comes the first loss. I understand it's a loss. You know, no one's going to be happy after a loss like this, but you got to be happy with where the team came and how long they made it without losing.
Yeah, if you would have told us going into the season, Dom, that we could have gone half the conference season, the first 14 games and not lost, I would have thought you were crazy. And not that I didn't think we had a great team, but, you know, that's just, it's almost impossible in hockey to do that. And, you know, with the teams we have in this league, everybody's so close, everybody's so good, and the places you have to travel to, just in terms of how tough they the atmosphere is, you know, on the road and in our league. And, you know, it's going to happen. And, you know, the nice part is about hockey, though, college hockey, is you can turn around and play again the next night after you lose Friday. So, you know, we can't really we can't really sit around and be sour about this. We got to get back to work, and we got to come tomorrow morning and, you know, shake this one off quickly and get back to work. Because tomorrow, you know, it's a big game for us just in terms of, you know, you don't want to always, you know, advertise mentality. But if you could walk into this atmosphere against a team that's this good and come out with a split on the weekend on the road, I really think that'd be a phenomenal weekend. And that's where we're at right now, is we can still, you know, do that. And we have to just come in and, you know, like I said, not just match their intensity tomorrow night, but beat it. And I know our guys will be excited about the challenge, and I'm sure we'll do a good job with it.
Well, Dave, we appreciate your time. Have a safe trip across the skywalk back to the hotel room. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
That's the assistant coach, Dave Sensen, on the Johnson Automotive postgame show. Ferris State 2, Minnesota State 6. We'll play again tomorrow night. This is the voice of the Bulldogs, Sunny, 97.3 FM.